France extended curfews to around two-thirds of its population, and Belgium's foreign minister was taken into intensive care with COVID-19 as Europe reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days. Belgium is experiencing one of the most severe second waves of COVID-19 in the world and has reimposed some restrictions in recent weeks, including closing bars and restaurants. Poland's prime minister said Friday red zone measures, including the partial closure of primary schools and restaurants, would be adopted nationwide in the face of a record spike in coronavirus infections. The move comes as the EU country of 38 million people saw a new 24-hour record of coronavirus cases Friday. Half of Poland, mostly large cities and surrounding areas, was already designated a high-risk red zone last Saturday, on top of a previous rule making face masks mandatory in public places. Millions more people headed into coronavirus lockdowns in Britain Friday as the government boosted a financial support package but acknowledged failures in a hugely expensive testing program. Central Manchester was eerily quiet after the central government imposed its most stringent measures on the city and its surrounding region. The latest measures add to areas already classed as very high risk or tier 3, meaning roughly 7.3 million people in England will be living under the country's most stringent restrictions starting this weekend. In addition, the devolved government in Wales has ordered its more than 3 million people to stay at non-food retailers, cafes, restaurants, pubs, and hotels for 2 weeks. The UK is battling to get a grip on a resurgence of COVID-19, which has killed more people than in all of Europe. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency, KDCA, said Friday it